Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to 5 o'clock Fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock Fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the Dilf.
The big Dilf.
And Psycho T have the latest. And the latest is 5 o'clock Fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And even further than that, big news here for the Astros. And Clint, as you said earlier, boy, they need some good news. There's some news about additions and potential additions to the team. I know one of them damn sure is a good news. The other one, well, I'll let you determine. But the manager, Joe Espada, speaking to the media today before the game, said Justin Verlander will make his season debut either Friday or Saturday against the Washington Nationals. Final decision coming tomorrow. Verlander threw a bullpen session today and felt good. So that will be determined tomorrow, but we know he is going to start Friday or Saturday. And Clint, that is huge. That is huge because
Justin Verlander is
not only their best pitcher, and who was the guy that they the guy they trust the most on the mound of anybody, a guy they've won a championship, two championships with. Justin Verlander getting back in this rotation and taking either Spencer Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, or J.P. France out of it,
yeah,
is a huge, huge deal for a team that has to get going.
Look, absolutely. Verlander getting back, even if he comes back, I'm sure he'll be on a pitch count. I'm sure he'll be a four or five inning guy at best for a couple of starts. But him coming back and adding some kind of stability to this rotation is absolutely huge. Even if he's not the A Verlander that we've come to get used to when he is healthy. So the other part of that, Ron, is I do wonder. I know a lot of people poo-poo this, and it bothers the hell out of me, but it's okay. I'll get out on a limb by myself. When Correa left, that whole ability to get in somebody's ass on the mound and tell them to get right, especially the Hunter Browns, the Framber Valdez's, the Christian Javier's. I'm not talking about you're going to go up there and and psych some kid into be his major league debut being better than it should be or would be otherwise. But when you talk about the ability to impact to some degree from an intangible leadership perspective, I don't know if there's a guy out there right now with the Astros that brings that to the table the way that a Correa did. And I'm not saying that Verlander is that. He's not on the field except for one in every five or six games. But Verlander being in that dugout, I do think can help a few of the guys, especially Hunter Brown and guys of that ilk, if you will. Ronel Blanco, not that he needs it. Hell, we don't need anybody really talking to Blanco at this point in time. But you get my point, is not just him coming back and him being a part of it and what he physically can bring to the starting rotation. I do believe a team that is in a position that the Astros are in and has been as – I'll use the term fragile as the Astros have been, I think can benefit from a Verlander
fragile being this year.
Yeah. I mean, this year, just over the handful of games that we've seen so far. I mean, this thing has come unraveled. I mean, people can minimize it all they want and talk about the it's early and all that kind of stuff. We joke a lot about that, but this thing is rough. I mean, you got some guys that if you're going to make a World Series run, you are going to heavily have to lean into. That are messing the bed consistently. And a guy like Verlander, just the mere presence of that guy could change and impact several of the key players that we've seen struggle, I think.
Well, the other news is the Astros are calling up Forrest Whitley. I've already seen photos of him.
I'm not going to put this one on Verlander. I don't know what he can do here.
Whitley will work as a reliever out of the bullpen for a much-needed fresh arm. They're just recycling these guys back and forth. And if you're wondering what Forrest has done in Sugar Land thus far this year, Tyler, buckle up. He has, Lord have mercy, he's got three appearances. He has three innings, three appearances, four hits, four earned runs, three home runs given up, two walks against four Ks.
Holy cow.
His ERA is 12. That is what Forrest Whitley has done in his time in Sugar Land, but he was once the number one prospect in baseball, and he is finally potentially going to make his major league debut as he's up with the Astros, and what we've seen from Hunter Brown, I think there's a shot that he pitches tonight when we see what the bullpen has had to do. You know, yesterday was a better performance from Arrigetti, but they still only got four innings from him, so that means the bullpen had to fill up a lot of it. So, Forrest Whitley, he's wearing number 60 for some reason, and he's coming up. And that's when you say it's kind of unraveling. That's a signal for me. Forrest Whitley got called up with a 12 ERA. Forrest Whitley got called up giving up three home runs in the four hits he's given up. They looked up and down the thing and said, "But we got to go here."
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they called up a guy and gave him a catcher's cleats. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I mean,
not
they
even a current
think about that. A guy that's been traded for, it's been gone for a year. I mean, what they're having to do to fill these voids in the starting rotation and in the pen is it's a mess.
You guys are diehard Astros fans. What's the word you would use to describe how you feel about potentially seeing Forrest Whitley pitch
tonight? I'm stoked. I can't wait for it.
That's a little much.
I can't wait for it.
Stoked.
Intrigued? Curious, maybe?
Well, Ron, you know I'm the one that likes the – like, I like when Jeff Okuda and C.J. Henderson get signed by the Texans because they were once top 10 picks in the draft. And so the talent clearly is not the issue, right? And so you just hope the stars align and that guy goes – Look, all joking aside – I feel sorry for Forrest the way Tyler's treated him. There's a drop on here for crying out loud.
What's the word you would use, Ron?
I'm dialed in. two words.
I was three.
It's three words.
Well, I meant to just say
one of them was
in.
A conjunction.
Dialed in.
A conjunction. I didn't have that.
Dialed. Yeah, I'm dialed in. Yeah. I'm not. I'm certainly not stoked. I don't even know if I'm intrigued. I just want to see it.
Yeah, stoked like, feels really strong.
Like I really want to see it. I
get off on guys that have been that are big time prospects that have messed the bed there
and I apologize. That's I don't get off on that.
Well, I mean, I do. I'm gonna find, as an Astros fan, I'm gonna find out about Forrest Whitaker says ASAP.
Whitaker,
well, I think you're gonna find out about Forrest.
Is he still alive?
Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
His eye's not doing too good though.
His eye is doing the same as it's always.
Well, it's getting worse.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna find out about him, man.
I think he's a godfather of Harlem. Show. He's at Harlem, yeah.
Which, by the way, this subscription thing really pissed me off in that one. I think I got two episodes in, and it said in order to go watch further, you got to subscribe to something.
And you would have watched it.
Well, if I could have figured out how to subscribe, I would have. My wife's not happy with me because I subscribed. She looks up, and we've got 10 new subscriptions. Yeah.
It's good. I might have to check it out.
Half of them cross over. Oh, you hadn't seen it?
I hadn't seen it yet.
Well, you'll get hooked.
Really?
Yeah, you had to ask Courtney if you can spend $10 a month on a subscription.
I'm certain we already have it.
I thought we did, too, until I got knee-deep in the middle of it.
Forrest Whitaker, or Forrest Whitley, too, tonight.
What would you do if Forrest Whitaker was at the game?
I'd go and check on that eye.
I'm a real boy!
Stop it, man.
5 o'clock.
Seriously,
fire.
When he plays, when he enters, you have to stop using that drop because he's a real boy.
Yeah, so he just has to show up. He doesn't actually have to perform
unless he gets bombed.
I feel like Tyler. If I feel gets like bombed, you want you him. I feel using. Like Tyler wants him to bomb, and so we shot.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. The way you're disgusted.
No, I don't.
You're disgusted.
I'm disgusted with.
You think
how
every
long
prospect,
his path
it would
has
be
taken.
Better? For
it's
Tyler
not. There's bumpy roads for folks, Tyler.
This
I mean, your road wasn't.
Road,
I mean,
bro.
We've heard your story. Your road wasn't smooth getting here now.
Bro, he's.
Tyler said it didn't take me 10 years.
I mean, you blew out a damn ACL. You've broken
that's
ribs.
That's what got me here in a weird way.
And it took advantage of it.
See there?
Yeah. I'm just saying. It's more than a bumpy road, man.
He's wearing number 60. All right. Astros Braves tonight, game two. I think Hunter Brown legitimately is pitching for his spot in the rotation. I think that is the case. And I've got a little advice for Joe Espada. Hopefully Joe doesn't have to adhere to this advice. But knowing what we've seen from Hunter Brown, it might be something that he has to do. I think early in this game, if Hunter Brown starts letting his control get away from him like he has, if Hunter Brown's out there, as you can see, struggling because – with his stuff, it has to be as much mental as anything else. When you see him out there kind of lacking confidence, moving around, I wouldn't let it get to 9-0 before the first time you go out there. I'm not sending Josh Miller, the pitching coach, out there. I think Joe Espada should go out there himself and talk to him and challenge him himself. Now, that's something managers used to do before where we see him walk out there and you think, oh, he's going to the bullpen. No. He wants to go and talk to him himself. I think if he starts fooling around and walking guys and 3-2 counts, it seems like all the time Hunter is in a 3-2 count.
Yeah.
He starts fooling around and not being aggressive and going after guys. I think Joe should go out there and talk to him himself and challenge him. Like, look, dude, you got to pick this up. I would advise him to do that so he really gets the point. He needs to shake it up because, to me, if he has one of those, if he has a two-inning, three-inning less, and we're 4 or 5 runs and you're out of it, I just don't see how, with Verlander coming back into the rotation, that you could run through and give him the ball again.
No.
Not at 6-12.
He would get the Javier treatment.
At least.
Now you're going to get bumped down and we're going to experiment with you out of this short mid relief pin we got. We're gonna experiment with you out of that joint.
Yep. This is important for him. It's just you're 6-12 right now, and if he does what he's done the last two starts, just not giving you a chance. Like you can't run the risk if you're still trying to stay in it to have him start games again. I just don't think you got to do something else, because Brandon Bielak seems like he's gives you a better chance. Never thought I'd say that. Hell, other guys seem like they give you a better chance. So Hunter Brown to me is pitching for his spot in the rotation tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, tonight the NBA play-in starts tonight. Got the Lakers at the Pelicans. What you doing? Are you betting on any of this, Tyler? Warriors at the Kings tonight.
Can't remember if I put a bet on any of the playing games.
The Lakers have had
you got one for us?
The Lakers have had their way with the Pelicans throughout the season. I think they've won all but one of the games. Now they did just play them the other day, and they beat the hell out of them. But guess what? No surprise, Anthony Davis left the game early with a back issue. So we'll see if he goes tonight. But they have had, I think the Pelicans are 1.5-point favorite, which is interesting, especially what has happened. But big night tonight. The crazy thing I've heard is because the winner of this Lakers-Pelican game gets the Nuggets, what I've heard is people saying the Lakers should lose this game on purpose and then play the last play-in game against either the Kings and Warriors so they match it with the Thunder.
To avoid the Nuggets?
To me, if for LeBron, it's about winning a championship. I probably think they're going to have to go through the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets are going to be there. And I would think they're probably their best shot is when they're most fresh.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
I agree, especially with LeBron.
Yeah, with LeBron and AD, not two rounds down. And so to me, I think that's I understand the thought. By the way, they have stunk it up against the Warriors and Kings too. So the hell, they may lose that game. but to me, if you're gonna have to go through the Nuggets, with LeBron and his age and his hair, I think you gotta do it now. It'd be much better to do it now. By the way, good luck with Giannis.
Hey, LeBron, advanced hair, man.
Please,
advanced hair, bud.
Good luck with Giannis. Giannis looks very similar to the Kevin Durant injury. And now they're saying they're going to start the playoffs without him with a calf issue. Every time I see a person go down, look behind them, and they're grabbing their Achilles.
You know what it was.
It never turns out great. But they're saying it's a calf injury. So we'll see. All right, coming up. Whoo, Lordy. John Mechie, your quarterback, the most trusted athlete here in the city, is pushing him and telling Houston fans, you should have certain expectations. You should trust him. What should the expectations be for John Mechie? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
C.J. Stroud, who has been, of course, working out, doing his deal, meeting with his receivers, and he spoke to the media yesterday, the big three. We talked about this yesterday, Clint, when you were out. No accident of the three people who spoke yesterday. The big three, the guys I think are untouchable. As long as this thing runs, D'Amico, C.J., and Will Anderson. Maybe others may come and go, but those three are the ones that they're building everything around.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if those guys aren't here 5-10 years from now. You know what I mean? As long as
second contracts, I would, and they'll open checkbook, whatever you want.
Yep. I don't know that anybody else is on that level. We discussed it. Yesterday.
No, but that's the crazy thing too, not to get too far off in the weeds here, Ron.
Adam tried to really push Derek Stingley Jr. and Tyler was ready to agree with
him. No, Tyler, don't do that. Adam, don't do that. There ain't but two of them.
And D'Amico.
There ain't but two players. Derek don't talk enough to be on that level.
Well, he don't play enough at this point. Oh, he's not right now.
He hasn't been healthy enough. But even when he's just not that guy. He's not. I think Will and CJ. Where I was going with that is that is obviously the play speaks for itself. But it is just as impressive the kind of dudes they are, because it's one thing to say we're going to build around this guy and this guy's going to be the player that we need, and he's going to do right off the field. He's going to take care of his body. And then on top of that, you've got a guy that embodies everything. It's a true leader authentically within their own personality, a true leader by nature. And they got two of them in the same draft. I mean, that is – it's wild. And you hired the head coach at the same time, and he's one of them kind of dudes that's just put on this earth to lead men.
It's everything that they
want. And they can talk it, right? A lot of times you got great leaders that just aren't big talkers, that just for whatever reason don't want to it's competitive to be vocal with CJ Stroud. CJ and Will just, golly, man.
They're the only three people on the field, not up in the front office. They're the only three people that I can't even see a scenario unless something completely crazy happens. I can't see a scenario that they're not here. I can see a scenario with every other player or coach on the roster. Those are the only three right there. But within that, C.J. Stroud spoke about John Metchie. He's talked about him. I know he's thrown with him, Diggs, Tank. He talked about John Metchie. This was him. About the value and how he's been looking.
Man, he has a ton of value, a huge impact I think that he'll bring this season. I think last year was good to get his feet back in the water, coming off of an injury, then something so traumatic, like being sick, how he was. And man, his mindset is just, he's ready to come back and ball. So not only is he a great football player, but he's a great person. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else with anybody else other than those guys in that room. So Metchie's looking amazing. Everything that he'll put on this field will be no surprise. But, I think everybody in his room knows how special he can be, and he'll put that on the field.
All right. He seems to feel like John Metchie is ready to roll. Ready to roll with this thing. I don't know about you, Clint. I'm gonna need to see that before I believe any of that. Right now, from what we've seen thus far, yes, I was surprised by some of the performances from others last year, but gets to see him clearly more than we do. But in terms of an impact from John Metchie, I got to see that before I actually believe to even have expectations for him, because I don't even have expectations for him.
I think ultimately you got, not having expectations is having expectations. Like, you don't expect anything out of him. You can't talk about John Metchie without talking about how he came in the league, right?
Absolutely.
He gets drafted in April, and then in July he announces that he's sick. He misses the entire 2022 season, comes back to some degree for the 2023 season, Nick Caserio's on record before the season started of saying, hey, this is a guy that's going to work his way up, and maybe by mid-year he'll have a chance kind of deal. Well, reality is he never had a chance. I mean, he was still recovering from the sickness when guys were preparing for the 2023 season. But he is healthy enough. He is athletic enough, resilient enough to put himself in position to go out there and at least be on the field, practice, and play a little bit in 2023. I would get absolutely beside myself when we would talk about the receiving group last year and who's going to be the guy, and people are very early in the conversation would bring up John Metchie, and I'm like, man, it's not only is it crazy talk, but it's unfair, it's unrealistic, it's crazy, right? Fast forward to this year, to me, whatever your expectations were and however your level of excitement in April, from April to July when the announcement was made, after he was drafted in the second round, whatever your expectations were then, however excited you were then, now's the time to be there with John Metchie. I'm just talking about from a fairness perspective. Like, the sickness should be behind him. We've seen him play football. Now he's got an entire offseason to focus on being a football player in the NFL, get back to the caliber player you were in college. How does that transition to the league? We'll see. But this is a year where, for me personally, there's no excuses. Like, there's no more, well, you dealt with this in 2022. Well, you didn't get an offseason before this year, so the expectations for him in camp, he's going to be very limited. There's no limitations. There's no excuses. This is the year when I expect to see whatever John Metchie can offer the Texans and whatever he can offer the league as a wide receiver. I think we see it this year. I think now, look, Ron, I'm not saying it's a crowded wide receiver room. He's not going to go in there and get 70 catches and 1,000 yards. He's not going to have the opportunity to do that. But I'm talking about you and I go to training camp. Do we see a guy that can play on the same football field with Stephon Diggs, with Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Noah Brown? Can he be a guy that is in that room with those four guys and be the fifth guy on this team? And can the fifth guy on this team, wide receiver on this football team, be a former second-round pick? I'm not talking about a former second-round pick that stuck sixth round because he's cheap and because there's a feel-good story about the sickness, illness. I'm talking about a guy that belongs. Right? Yeah, now's the time, I think, for Ryan.
For me, I just – like maybe I'm saying when I say I don't have any expectations, if he does well, like big, yeah, big for him. If it goes the other way – I just, for me, from what I've seen from him, him drafted in the second round, that's gone to me. I don't even view him like that anymore. And I think part of it is what the Texans have done and said to me by what they brought in. And it will be a wrap. I said this before, it will be a wrap. If they use any of those top two or three picks, one of the two second-round picks they have, and they have a third. If they use any of those three on a receiver, like, to me, it's a wrap. I mean, they have added guys and kept guys as if they don't have any expectations.
Well, if they use a premium draft pick on a wide receiver, Ryan, you are correct.
Right, like,
there ain't going to be another spot.
I mean, right now, they got – like, right now, I would say who I would have in front of him before the draft. One of the guys, I don't know why he's still on the team, but from what we've seen and how they have played, I would say he's ahead of them. Clearly, it's Diggs. Clearly, Nico. Clearly, Tank. They're off in another place. They spent money,
Noah,
and brought back, yep, Noah Brown.
Yep.
Right. The way CJ's talking, you don't bring Noah Brown in. You don't spend money and bring Noah Brown in if you feel that way, to me. And they still got Robert Woods on this team. And Robert Woods was more of a player than he is. And even with Robert being slow of foot, he has still been somebody that has been there. So for me, and if they draft somebody, it'll be the final nail. But they just have not – they have not shown any reason for me to have expectations by what they're doing. Maybe it changes, but I just
– Well, you said it best early. He's got to play it like a second-round – a former second-round pick – that has a future in the league, well, to whatever degree, doesn't have a problem separating in a slot.
No.
doesn't have a problem. He needs to be a guy that has a well above average hands and has been up until last year, right? Like those, like, but you said it best earlier. Like if he doesn't push and even surpass Noah Brown for that fourth receiver role, then maybe the league ain't for him.
Or he needs a fresh start, I don't, or something.
Yeah. Well, you can't be a, for whatever reason.
Because that's why I said that the second round pick things. Because if it was the guy that I thought they were bringing in, your ass better beat out Noah Brown.
And I agree wholeheartedly with that. He better push the hell out of Noah Brown this year. Him and Noah Brown better be next.
Is that an expectation you have?
Yes.
That he's pushing Noah Brown at the very least?
If he's not, then it's going to come sooner rather than later.
All right, the lineup is out for the Astros. There is a move in the lineup that I think we potentially have to discuss. We'll discuss that coming up next right here on The Drive.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we were talking here about John Mechie. And you listen to C.J. Stroud, and at least when I hear C.J., feels like he looks like he can be a player, or at least from what C.J. is saying. A couple of texts in on the text line, 713-572-4610. Again, we really do appreciate however you are taking us in, helping make us the number one drive time show sports-wise in all of Houston. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, those of you on the text line as well, from the text line, you can't write Mechie off and prop up Nico, and then also preach Clint. Tell it like it is. Mechie will be a great complimentary piece for this team. Clint, you're spot on.
I mean, you clearly have great taste, sir. That last
did you
one.
Say that?
I don't follow the you can't prop up Nico thing.
What do you mean? Yeah, I don't get because he came out of nowhere, I guess, this year and lit it up.
Yeah, but he was still like playing improductive those other years, and his quarterback was Davis Mills.
Like it's not nowhere. I mean, it was like I felt good enough to say I think he could still be a number two receiver coming into the year.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been on the field play
exactly.
Like, we saw him make some plays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he caught three balls for 40-something yards against the Browns in the playoff game. I think those are just completely different things.
I'm confused.
With Nico, I think the comparison is Nico came out of nowhere, and you can't write off Mechie.
They're saying this is Mechie's third year, and Nico didn't do anything worth talking about till his third year.
Yeah, look, I mean, I guess I can see where they're coming from, but I mean, when you look at Nico, like, they're two different paths, man. I mean, my biggest point with John Mechie is it has been unfair to expect the guy to put a helmet on and contribute to a team at the NFL level.
Gotcha.
Until now. That's where I'm at with Mechie. Like, cool, it was a good story that the guy got on the field last year. Great, great deal. But to get up in arms about him dropping a ball or about the fact that he can't separate and we can't and label him a bust or this or that. Like, I mean, just putting a bunch of effort into evaluating and analyzing what John Mechie has done up until this year, I believe is unfair. The guy's never – his third year in the league coming up, and this is the first offseason he's had where he can legitimately grind and do what it takes just to be a receiver and get through camp healthy and get your legs conditioned to play receiver for half the damn year, full go. Like, he's never – like, this is the first year that he's ever – offseason that he's ever had. You know, much less you look at it, it was Lovie Smith and the debacle that the Texans were at that point in time. It's night and day to what it is now. I mean, there's every reason in the book for any receiver, whether he was a second round talent or a sixth round talent. There's every reason in the book. That guy's got every level of support you could possibly want. Play caller, quarterback, receiver room, culture, chemistry. I mean, whatever it is, now he's got his health. He's had an offseason. There's no excuses moving forward. That's it. I don't know what he – I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to be a guy that goes out there and is the first or second or even the third receiver on this team. I don't think there's room for a guy to – there's not enough room in camp and practice for a guy to get enough reps to be to crack the top three on this team unless somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, and where I'm coming from, I don't know, maybe it's unfair or not. I just, for me, it is a simple, if he contributes to this team next year in any way, like for real, contribute.
Sure.
Like it's not anything that I have expectation for. I have expectations that Christian Harris is a contributor. I have expectations that Dalton Schultz is a contributor. I have expectations that 47 Beck is a contributor to this team. I just don't have it's just a pleasant surprise.
Well,
to me.
I think for me, Ron, is and you said this. We've had this conversation. We saw it last year in camp. It's like, and it was became very evident and obvious in the season, like the inability to separate. Like I expect you and I, whatever camp, preseason, 10 snaps in the regular season in the first game. My expectations are if he makes the team is that he can do those things, that's no longer a problem. Yeah. And so it's twofold for me with Mechie, right? Is one, it's about Mechie personally taking the next step. It's fair to expect him to, and if I'm Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, I got to see some movement. I got to see it this year. Number two, and my bigger point about John Mechie is if John Mechie does do what it takes to make this team, and does what we discussed in the last segment of pushing Noah Brown for that fourth spot on this roster in that wide receiver room. And let's say he's the fifth receiver or the fourth receiver on this team. The Texans have a hell of a receiving room.
I mean, he's legit there, yeah.
I mean, think about it, man. We were – it wasn't long ago. It was DeAndre Hopkins. And so, obviously, the top was healthier. Was not healthier, but the top of the receiving room – was better, but you had DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, and the one of the biggest conversations that we were having in the offseason was Kiki QT being the third guy. We've gone from Kiki QT being the third guy to
Tank Dell is the third guy.
I mean, Noah Brown is the fourth. Yep. I mean, Noah Brown's done more in this league than Kiki ever thought about doing.
Ever, yeah.
Right, and so
they have a great. Potentially great receiving.
And if you add a John Mechie that will obviously have to take some steps improving playing this league as the fifth receiver, mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty nasty, man. Potentially, that is nasty.
It is. All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access. As the new uniforms are almost here, they'll be discussing that. And D'Amico's expectations for C.J. Stroud in year two. You don't want to miss that coming up. After us, and then Area 45. The guys will take over 7 o'clock, and they will have the postgame show, the Astros postgame show, right here on Sports Radio 610. So stay tuned as Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani will hold it down for you coming up at 7 o'clock after Texans All Access.
Oh wow,
was that Sean? Oh, okay. Yeah, deep voiced it, fella.
He dropped it down right there, didn't he?
Kind of like a T-Boz there. The lineup
that
out.
That was definitely Sean. I remember that.
Yeah, the lineup is out. Altuve.
Somebody said he used to walk around the U of H campus doing that, by the way.
That sounds like something he would do.
This is the weirdest thing I'd ever heard. They said walk around campus doing
that. Oh, he said that himself.
He didn't. I just heard it through the grapevine.
I would imagine. Yes.
It's weird.
Altuve, Alvarez at the DH spot. Tucker and Bregman with Yiner Diaz catching. Pena at short. And then Singleton, who has jumped. Chaz McCormick in the lineup, but Singleton is in the lineup at first base. Chaz McCormick in left, and Jake Meyers in center field. And that means, again, no Jose Abreu in at first base, which I think is a great, great sign and a great decision from whoever put the lineup up, Dana Espada, as I like to call it. Whoever put the lineup together, I think you got to stop playing him.
With Joe Brown.
You like that? No, I like Dana. Yeah, Joe Brown seems – I like Dana Espada. That feels better. But as I said, I threw in the towel. I'm done with Jose Abreu. I know Sean Pendergast threw it in last year early, but I'm done with them. And then I see this yesterday, fellas. And I think this is total horse. I think it's total BS from a legend, Jeff Bagwell. Jeff Bagwell talked hitting and worked extensively with Jose Abreu on the field yesterday in an effort to get the slugger going at the plate. He did. It was
That's reported. His guy.
He spent an hour with him.
That's his one guy.
He got to have him. He may want to spend some time down with Rafael Montero as well. He hasn't, according to Bagwell, he hasn't forgot how to hit, Bagwell said. He's got to get comfortable.
Well, thank God for that.
He's got to get comfortable and stop putting so much pressure on himself. I call BS on that.
Are you shitting Which part? Me?
Stay out of this, Linda.
He's got to get comfortable and stop putting pressure on himself. Him performing like this, to me, I don't believe is the pressure. This guy has played for his life in Cuba. This guy has been here. He's 37 years old, allegedly. He has been here and played in the big leagues and played in big moments. He had this last year. We see that he annually starts this way every year. This, to me, has nothing to do with this 37-year-old man putting pressure on himself, and that's stopping him from being able to execute. He can't hit 88. I've watched him over the last week. You have. 88, 91 thrown right past him. I don't think this is a I think Jake puts pressure on himself.
Boy, does he ever, and it's written all over his face.
I think Hunter Brown tonight is walking out, and he puts pressure and loads pressure on himself.
Tad bit.
Hunter can still throw 97. When all of it, he can still throw 97. He still has a hook. This is a veteran. This is one of the most veteran players on the team. Played in Cuba, played here, played in the world. Hell no. It ain't no his confidence and the pressure he's putting on himself. Nah, man. He up there. What's my man's name that was the center for the Texans that we still have not gotten an update? I'm still waiting on that update from Lovie.
What was his name? Ball-headed dude. Yeah, the center got
Justin Britt.
There you are. For Justin Britt.
Didn't you run into him in Sugar Land or something?
That was me. Brandon did. Justin Britt.
I wonder if he felt similar to the way I felt when I ran into Demetrius Underwood. And
I'm going the other way.
He added me on LinkedIn the other day.
I'm just saying, Justin Britt just got him, just said, yeah, I ain't got it no more. Wasn't it? He was putting pressure on himself. He just didn't have it no more.
Well, what do you do? Are you pulling the plug on Jose, or are you hard resetting?
I'm done.
You turning the technology in, huh?
Yeah, I'm done. I know it's tough. It's $20 million a year.
Well, I mean,
he's got to get
this point. At this point, you know where I'm at. I think it's broken. But at this point, there's got to be that hard reset. We got to get every bit of a series or two. Just sit completely out.
And then bring him back.
And then maybe reintroduce him to the game. You know what I mean? It's just. See if he'll miss it for a few.
88, man. I don't think a week or two series off. It's just thrown right past him.
I know what he needs.
Slump buster, dead work. None of it. No, it won't. It won't.
Nobody needs that but you.
I'd be willing to try. I don't think so. Texas All Access behind us. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job.
Drive by on the dogs.
I'm Ron Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby. He's coming up here. His ERA is at 12. I'm still not there yet.
They opened an old fridge up. It's got a bunch of randoms in there.
I'm telling
they
you.
They done pulled out a Henley.
Yeah, they
good one with Blanco, though, didn't they?
They opened up that thing. They got all they see is they got Bud Ice.
A little bit of everything, man. Ice. Just stragglers everywhere.
That's what they're picking from.
And the world's all right with me.
such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.